Friday, July 11th, 2008. Foreign Ministry won't play Beijing's name game. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, MOFA, said yesterday that the government would never accept translating the name of the country's sports teams as Taipei, China. The Foreign Ministry and the Mainland Affairs Council, MAC, have insisted that the name Chinese Taipei cannot be translated as Taipei, China. Ministry spokesman Henry Chen, Chen Mingzheng, told a regular press briefing. His statement came one day after Yang Yi, spokesman for China's Taiwan Affairs Office, said that Chinese Taipei, the name used by Taiwan's Olympic Committee at international athletic events, can be translated as both 中国 Taipei, Taipei China, and 中华 Taipei, Chinese Taipei. Yang said that while the Beijing Organizing Committee of Olympic Games, BOCOG, would use 中华 Taipei at venues and on printed materials, this did not necessarily apply to other organizations, groups, or individuals. He said it should not be seen as belittling Taiwan if people outside the BOCOG translated Chinese Taipei as 中国 Taipei, as this translation is also acceptable. Yang's remarks triggered widespread speculation that Beijing was trying to belittle Taiwan. MAC Vice Chairman Zhang Liangren took issue with Yang's remarks on Wednesday, saying that Chinese Taipei was the name agreed upon by the Olympic committees of both Taiwan and China in 1989, and that the government was firmly opposed to the use of Taipei, China. Chen said the Foreign Ministry respected MAC's stance because the council is in charge of cross-strait affairs. As to what name should be used internationally, Chen said the Foreign Ministry was mainly concerned with professionalism, functionality, as well as maintaining the principles of pragmatism and flexibility. Meanwhile, the Sports Affairs Council, SAC, said yesterday that the government would not boycott the Olympics because the agency that reported Yang's comments was a non-governmental organization. Therefore, it would not recognize his comment as an official gesture to lower the status of Taiwan. In an official statement, the SAC rejected the idea that the Chinese government was entitled to translate Chinese Taipei as 中国 Taipei. An agreement signed in Hong Kong in 1989 stated that athletic teams or organizations representing Taiwan would follow IOC regulations when participating in the sports competitions in China, the SAC statement said. That agreement specified that Taiwan would be referred to as 中华 Taipei in Chinese characters in any of the games, publications, or public information, including brochures, invitation letters, athletic badges, and media broadcasts. If both sides had agreed that the Chinese government could translate the official title of the Taiwanese team however they wanted, then why was there a need for negotiations in the first place? The statement said, if both sides settled on 中华 Taipei, then no one can say the Chinese government has the unilateral right of translation, nor is this an issue of interference from third parties. It said, this would be an issue if any side has unilaterally violated terms of the agreement, the statement said. The SAC said that Taiwan would avoid a confrontation given that cross-strait negotiations had helped improve relations. It was unnecessary for China to take advantage of Taiwan over such a petty thing, it said. The move will only serve to create doubts, misunderstandings, and disgust among the people of Taiwan, the statement said. The Chinese government should also educate the public during the Beijing Olympics about the content of the Hong Kong Agreement rather than using its same old tricks. At a separate setting yesterday, DPP legislator Cai Huanglang slammed Beijing for trying to downgrade Taiwan. It is no surprise that the Chinese government is becoming more aggressive toward us because President Ma Ying-jeou does not fight back, he said. Tsai said the athlete's order of appearance during next month's opening ceremonies could provide another chance for China to belittle Taiwan and create an impression for the world that Taiwan is part of China.